Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
There it was, 1977. Bill Shonley turned basketball, turned boxing broadcaster there. You just seamlessly did that, Shons. You went right into boxing.
Well, my goodness. It all happened just like that. And I tried to do the best job I could. It was a scramble, but it happened. And you never know when you're doing a game that something like that might happen. And it did that day, and you just come unglued.
You know, you had called hockey. You had called baseball. You were a young man when Harry Glickman hired you, brought you to Portland, and you became the Blazers guy. Even though you weren't a Portland kid growing up, you became ingrained in Portland. How much do you think that had to do with young franchise, young broadcaster?
Well, I got to Seattle, John, in 1955. And went to work for KOIN radio and TV at the time. And there was another guy there that we worked with. He came in too. His name was Keith Jackson. And became a great friend. And everybody knows the story about Keith. God rest his soul. He passed away about 3 years ago. And then one thing led to another. He and I did a lot of things in Seattle in those early days. I wound up doing hockey. I did Pacific Coast League baseball. I worked with the Huskies. I did some football and basketball. And the last thing I did up there, all of a sudden, after all those years, I had the opportunity to do Major League Baseball. The Seattle Pilots came to the Pacific Northwest and American League, Major League Baseball in the city of Seattle. Well, it didn't last very, very long, and it left. They became the Milwaukee Brewers because there was no new stadium, underscore that, at the time. City of Seattle lost the franchise. I could have gone to Milwaukee and worked on their broadcast, my radio and TV work in Seattle in those days, in 1969, it was going pretty good for me, and I was still a fairly young guy. Now, all of a sudden, I lost, not through my fault, I lost a Major League Baseball broadcasting job. I thought I'd be in baseball for the rest of my life. Well, Harry Glickman, who put the Trailblazers on the scene here in this great state, we had known one another through our hockey association. I was doing the Seattle Totems. He had the Portland Buckaroos. And he put the Blazers together. He found out that I might be available. He gave me a call and said, "Johns, how would you like to do NBA basketball?" "Oh, that sounds pretty good, Mr. Glickman." He said, "Well, come on down and we'll talk." I did. We talked, shook hands, and that was almost 51 years ago. Who knows what happens in broadcasting or in life? And all of us broadcasters, especially play-by-play guys who are the true sports broadcasters, not so many of the people that sit behind the desk and do things, but we call the game. And we all have our different styles. You know, I did baseball for a long time, and you do baseball in a certain way. You're not ranting and raving and all those things. That's the way the game was. Hockey, very, very exciting. And basketball, the same way. And I'm so proud that I grew up listening to some great voices of the game. I didn't pattern myself after anyone in particular. Kurt Gowdy, I'll throw him in there, and, of course, Vinny. But there were so many others. And the guys in this state, Jerry and Mike down the line, we do our thing in a different way. And my underlining thought every time was, do the listener, wherever they may have been, I wanted to tell the story of wherever I was, whether it was in Madison Square Garden or Chicago Stadium or Seattle or, you know, in Florida, wherever the Blazers were playing in the NBA, to give that ambiance of what goes on. And in this exciting game, you can't be a droll broadcaster when you're doing basketball. But that's what I tried to do, and I got around the state and talked to the folks and helped do what I could in those early days to foster the Portland Trailblazers and the community.
Bill Shonley with us, legendary Blazers broadcaster, the original voice of the franchise. Shons, you still work for the Blazers. You're 91 years old. You have seen players who have passed away. Kevin Duckworth, Jerome Kersey, Barry Glickman recently, the founding father of the organization. You have seen it all. And what do you make when on a day like the day where Glickman passed, I did a lot of thinking about how different the city is because of Harry Glickman.
No doubt about it. 3 days before Harry passed away, and in the course of the year, Harry getting older and myself, and we would call one another to see how we were doing health-wise and so forth on. And he called me, the last thing he said, "Shons, I love you. I will never, ever forget that." Mr. Glickman was the man who did everything he possibly could in the world of sports and the community. And I just love the man for him.
Did he normally tell you that he loved you at the end of the call, or was that an unusual, different case?
No. He hung up right away, and of course I did too, and I just sat back and I said, wow, I don't know why he did that, because he would give me a little jibe every once in a while and all those things. But when he said that, I came apart.
Bill Shonley with us. I think about broadcasters, young broadcasters. You must have talked with a lot of them over the years and given them advice. What do you tell a young broadcaster? What did you used to tell the young broadcasters?
I get that a lot, John, from these young kids, and that's very, very nice. They think it's an easy chore, and it's not. I tell them to take speech in school, or join the boys' choir, or the school a cappella choir. Learn to sing. And maybe you can't sing a lick, but you learn how to breathe. You learn how to speak coherently. And they always say to me, well, what do I have to do that for? And I said, you have to do that if you want to proceed in this line of work. When you're reading the newspaper, reading a book, read it out loud to yourself. You don't have to have anybody around there. You're in your room and you read it, and try and emphasize what the story is you're talking about. And, well, do you think I can get a job at KGW as soon as I get out of school? I said, no. Well, what do I have to do? You have to find out some of the local stations around the country or here in the state and go and do these other broadcasts. And if you have a lot of fortitude and good fortune, you'll go up the line. I did it that way, and that's the story I tell these folks.
Bill Shonley with us. You joined the United States Marine Corps after graduating. You were in the Armed Forces Radio. What was that like to be part of the Armed Forces Radio?
Oh, that was terrific. I was overseas in the South Pacific doing my assignment for the Marine Corps. And then some guy said, Sean's, I was on Guam at the time, said, you know, we get this radio station here, Armed Forces Radio. You know, you got a good voice. You sing, you do this and all that. Well, why don't you go find out? Maybe they will hire you. And I said, no, that would never happen. Armed Forces Radio. Are you kidding? Well, one day I commandeered a Jeep, got in the Jeep, went up the Kamar Hill on Guam was a high elevation, but where everything happened up there, and Armed Forces Radio had the station up there, and the war crimes trials were going on for the South Pacific in World War II at the time, and the radio station was right next door, so I got involved in watching the trials, and they hired me. And I said, wow. And that was the beginning a long time ago. That was in 1949. And I've been doing my gig all over the country and ever since.
Sean's, you know, the 4th of July is coming up. You called me the other day and you were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. I know you love this country. Yeah. We're amid a pandemic. We are watching so many people upset and angry. People are in the streets rioting and protesting. And you know, I have to wonder, as a 91-year-old guy and you're looking around, what do you make of the world today?
I don't like it at all. I love America. And when I grew up, America was great, always has been. But what is going on right now, to me, it just makes me sick. And as a former Marine, especially at this time of year, the 4th of July, that's many, many years ago. I don't think a lot of these kids or the younger people, I don't know if they ever went to history class or learned anything about the United States. But we're in a terrible situation. Yes, the virus that is going on, that's one of the main problems. We can't seem to get that fixed. Hopefully that is going to happen. But what bothers me, even though this country, free speech, nobody thinks the same. We all have our own opinions, and we have all these protesters and all these marches, and that's fine. But to go into these things and start fires and desecrate the buildings and haul down some of these statues and get in fights and do it night after night, what are these kids going to do? What did their parents tell them at some point? In some cases, probably nothing. But I love America. I love America. If you look, get to the history books and find out what this country went through, and it was, to me, we, the people of the United States, got the job done. Read about World War I, the Depression, World War II, and what this state of Oregon contributed to all of those things, too. And all the people that were in the armed forces and the 4th of July, there's no parades anymore. There's not this. Everything is canceled. It's a shame. I get emotional. I hope a lot of other people do, too, as well. That's all I can say, John. You know, the part of the Constitution that starts, we, the people of the United States, we. Now, a number of years ago, I came across a little poem, a little story about the Pledge of Allegiance. And the elderly folks who might be listening right now remember the actor and comedian Red Skelton, who was on radio and TV for years and years. He was a great American. And one night he came up and he wrote this himself. And he was thinking about the young people and anybody else, about America. We all say the Pledge of Allegiance, but do we know what it means? You know, you and I, John, have gone to breakfast, luncheons, and whatever it is, and before anything starts, let us all stand and recite the Pledge of America, or excuse me, the Pledge of Allegiance. We pledge the allegiance to the United States, to which it stands, and they go through it so quick, and right at the end they say, okay, now let's eat. But what did we say? Did they know? I put down some of the words about that story myself, and I, not because I voiced it, but because it tells the story about America and the Pledge of Allegiance. So I'm sorry I got on my soapbox here. Probably somebody out there now, Sean's, knock it off. What are you saying? Get off your soapbox.
Here's what I wonder.
I love America.
You're 91. And I'm watching, you know, people of your age right now, and I'm going, okay, we got to get through this. We got to come together as a country. We got to come out of this the other side better because of it. And we've got to find a vaccine and therapeutics for this virus, because I want Bill Shonley to not only have more years, I want him to have more good years. I want him to see basketball. I want him to be at the arena. I want people to have you bless their babies and take pictures with them. Is there some part of you that's a little worried about, hey, this, am I ever going to see a game again?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know the way things are going. It's just a shame we don't know. The NBA is going to Orlando. Baseball is going to get underway, hopefully. And we need sports in this country. We need a lot of other things. We've got to settle down, for heaven's sakes. Settle down in all facets of what's going on. Again, I say I'm sorry I get all worked up about this, but that's me.
You're entitled to your opinion, Bill Shonley. I appreciate you, and I know our listeners do, and I know they love you, and, you know, you've been here a lot longer than the rest of us, and you've seen a lot more than most of us. So I appreciate every time you come on this show. I want you to know that. We'll bring you on once a week if you want to.
Okay, well, what do you pay?
There's the broad. That's a true broadcaster right there.
Do you have a copy of that so the folks can listen to that Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm going to play it, and we're going to tweet it out.
Good. Well, thank you very, very much, John. I appreciate it. And don't forget to make your free throws.
I won't. I'll make them. All right. Bill Shonley, you're the best. Have a great weekend.
And you too. Thank you.
All right. There he is. The mayor of Rip City, the Pinwheel Pope. I got to know, Judah Newby. Quick, rapid reaction. What did you think of Bill Shonley there?
I freaking love Bill Shonley. I love that man and everything that he means to Portland and myself personally, just as a guy, to as a young man, professionally as a broadcaster, as a Blazer fan. I mean, it's amazing all the different relationships he has with every one of us. And I needed to hear that. Settle down. We need to settle down. And he's right.
And you know, he's not telling people not to have beliefs, not to protest, not to stand up against things that you feel are wrong. I think he's talking about some of the destruction and the firelighting and the people who are seriously have turned protesting into rioting just for the sake of rioting, and really, I think, become not a distraction, but they become destructive. Right. And I think for a guy like that who understands free speech, who understands and, you know, was a Marine and was part of the Armed Forces Radio Network, I think that's important. Alabama Adriana, rapid reaction, 91-year-old Bill Shonley, go.
I just feel really grateful every time we have him on. And every time I get to talk to him and get him on the line, I just feel really grateful for that.
I want your reaction as well. 503-417-7575. You have the floor now. I'm going to give you good news in this segment of radio. I'm not going to talk about the bad news going on out there. We'll talk about that later, or you can get that somewhere else. So, in good news, Hamilton on Disney Plus. How about that? If you haven't seen Hamilton, go see Hamilton in your living room on Disney Plus if you have a chance to do that. I've seen it a couple of times. And the 17-year-old is big time into like theater and stuff, so I went with her. But apparently it's coming to Disney Plus on Friday. And a lot of people who have who are excited about this because it'll be in your living room, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, who brought this thing public in 2015, has been hailed as a visionary. I'll just say this. He put together a gifted group of actors and actresses and singers and performers and told a story that I didn't really know. Like, I left Hamilton realizing I really didn't know that much about American history. And, you know, if you know George Washington, you know Thomas Jefferson, but I think this stuff is all more relevant and important than ever. So if you get a chance to watch Hamilton as part of this Disney Plus thing, I'll be excited to see whether or not this is going to be pulled off in the way that they did it in theaters. So coming up, we have Nick Daschle to talk about Oregon State. We have Punch It Audio and much more still ahead. I want you to subscribe to the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show podcast, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get a podcast, you can get it. And follow me on Instagram at John Canzano, where you can see 1993's Miss American Teen. Leave it here.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Faced.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.